everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And you know what? It is finally summer.
Summertime!
That's right. What do you have planned for summer?
I want to go to Canteen. Oh. Canteen to enjoy the beaches. You've got any plans?
I do, and I have a great idea.
What is it?
Let's go camping!
Go camping? 去露营? I haven't gone camping for a long time.
Well, let's go together because camping is so much fun, right? I haven't gone in a while, so I think we should plan a trip together.
Sounds good.
And there's so much that we can do.
Like what?
Well, that's perfect because today our article is about things that we can do when we go camping. So how about let's take a look?
Oh, okay.
It's time to go camping.
Get your tents and pack your bags. It's time to go camping. Camping is a great way to breathe in some fresh air and enjoy some beautiful scenery. Plus, there are lots of fun things to do. Check out our list below. Make s'mores. These delicious treats are easy to make and enjoy.All you need are graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate. Toast some marshmallows and put them with some chocolate in between two graham crackers. There you have it! Take a look around. Of course, you should use this time to explore the areas around you. Swim in a lake, hike up a mountain,or walk along the beach.
Word power!
Tent. Tent. The children hid under the tent while it was raining heavily outside. The children hid under the tent.While it was raining heavily outside. Fresh, fresh. Thanks for giving me these beautiful flowers. They smell really fresh. Thanks for giving me these beautiful flowers. They smell really fresh. Scenery.Scenery. Many people come to Taiwan to see the famous scenery at Alishan. Many people come to Taiwan to see the famous scenery at Alishan. Toast. Toast. Mandy is toasting.Some bread in the oven for her breakfast. Mandy is toasting some bread in the oven for her breakfast.
All right, so let's take a look at what we can do when we go camping. The article says, get your tents and pack your bags. It's time to go camping.
拿好你的帐篷，打包好你的行囊，是该去露营的时候了。Woohoo! I can't wait to go camping with you, but do you have a tent?
I do not have a tent, but we can always rent one.
Okay.
However, you don't know what a tent is, right? Well, this is our word power word, tent, T-E-N-T, tent. Tent is a noun, so when you go outside in nature, you might need to have a shelter or a home. You can't live outside in the wild, so what we can do is you can pitch a tent. Now, a tent is made out of cloth, and you can hold it up with poles and ropes. It usually forms, like a shape of a triangle or a shape of a dome. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the children hid under the tent while it was raining heavily outside.The children hid under the tent while it was raining heavily outside.
Tent 这个名词就是帐篷啦。那例句说呢，孩子们在外头大雨滂沱的时候呢，在帐篷下面躲雨。So, we don't have a tent.
Mm-hmm.
But we can rent a tent.
That's right.
So we'll rent a tent when we go camping.
That's right.
It will be so much fun.
Of course, if you have a tent, you can always bring your tent along. All right, next it says, camping is a great way to breathe in some fresh air and enjoy some beautiful scenery. Now, I know a lot of people get this mixed up with the spelling. There is a difference when you spell breathe and breath. Okay, so let's take a look at the verb breathe first. So breathe is spelled B-R-E-A-T-H-E. This is important. If you're using the verb, you have to have the E at the end. Breathe. It means to move air inside your lungs, to basically inhale and exhale. For example, I could say I couldn't breathe with all the smoke we're using as a verb. But if you leave out the E at the end, it becomes a noun and it becomes the word breath, B-R-E-A-T-H. And this is the air that comes out of your mouth, or it's about the air that you take in and out of your body. So breath is usually something we talk about when we talk about the way someone's mouth smells. So don't get these two mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Breathe 呢，它字尾有个 E， 那它是动词。解释为呼吸，那发音要注意哦，是 breathe。 To breathe in 就吸气，那 breath 字尾一不见了，发音也改变了， breath 又是什么呢？这个字啊，它是名词，代表口气、气息。那文章这边说到呢，去露营是一个可以 breathe in some fresh air， 呼吸新鲜空气和享受美景的好方法。 We can use the word fresh to describe air.
That's right.
Fresh air.
That's right. Fresh air. Who doesn't love fresh air? Let's take a look at the word fresh. It's spelled F-R-E-S-H. Fresh. Fresh is an adjective, and if something smells or tastes fresh, it means that it's very pleasant and it's very clean. It's not dirty, it's pure, or we can say it's very clean. Now, when we talk about fresh air, it means air that is very clean, and it is not polluted. That means the air is not dirty. Let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, thanks for giving me these beautiful flowers. They smell really fresh. Thanks for giving me these beautiful flowers. They smell really fresh.
Fresh 这个形容词呢是新鲜的。那我们说 fresh air 就是新鲜的空气。那例句说呢，谢谢你送我这些美丽的花，它们闻起来好新鲜啊。所以 fresh air 新鲜空气， fresh flowers 鲜花。那还可以用 fresh 来形容什么呢？比如说水果。Fresh fruit, 新鲜的水果。
Oh, I love fresh flowers and fresh fruits. Now, when we go camping, of course, you're in nature. So not only do you breathe in fresh air, but you can check out the scenery. Now, scenery here is also our word pair word. It's called S-C-E-N-E-R-Y, scenery. Scenery is a noun and it means the natural features of a place. So they can be things like mountains, hills, or valleys, and even rivers. It's also very nice to look at when you look at scenery. For example, many people go hiking up Yangming San to enjoy the scenery. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, many people come to Taiwan to see the famous scenery at Alishan.Many people come to Taiwan to see the famous scenery at Alishan.
Scenery 这个名词呢是风景的意思。要注意哦，它是一个不可数名词。那字首的 SC 会合在一起发 S 的声音 ,Scenery。那例句说啊，很多人来台湾欣赏阿里山著名的景色。除了阿里山之外 ,we can also go to 花莲。
Oh, yes.
台东 to enjoy the beautiful scenery.
Those are some really beautiful places that you can check out. Now, let's continue reading. He says, plus, there are lots of fun things to do. Check out our list below. So plus just means also. So let's take a look at our list.
Plus 就是再者还有的意思，那它是口语上面的用法。同样意思的字呢或片语还有很多，例如 also, in addition, additionally, what's more? 那文章这边告诉我们呢，去露营的时候还有很多好玩的事情可以做。让我们来看看以下的清单吧。So what's the first thing to do on the list?
Ooh, I'm so excited. It says make s'mores. Those are very delicious.
制作棉花糖巧克力夹心饼。
Have you had those before?
Nope.
I need to make some for you. S'mores are delicious. Okay, so If you don't know what s'mores are, it's okay. Let's take a look. It says, these delicious treats are easy to make and enjoy.
哦，这些美味的点心呢，不但制作起来简单，吃起来呢，也令人很享受。What do we need to make them?
All you need are graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate.
Oh, so graham cracker, 全麦饼干, marshmallow, 棉花糖, chocolate, 巧克力, and what do we do with them?
Okay, well, toast some marshmallows and put them with some chocolate in between two graham crackers.There you have it. So it's very easy. All we have to do is just take marshmallows, chocolate, two graham crackers in between it. When something is in between, it just means in the middle. So it's like a little sandwich.
Yeah, in between 就是 in the middle, 也就是在中间的意思。所以我们先烤一些棉花糖，然后加上巧克力，一起夹在全麦饼干中间。Yum.
Yummy, right? All right, so we see that we need to toast the marshmallows. Now, toast here is our word power word, and it's spelled T-O-A-S-T, toast.Toast here is used as a verb, and it means to cook food by putting it close to heat until it turns kind of brown. Now, toast as a noun means the piece of bread that we eat. So, for example, you can toast your toast in the oven. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Mandy is toasting some bread in the oven for her breakfast. Mandy is toasting some bread in the oven for her breakfast.
Toast 在文章中呢，当动词使用是烤的动作，那它当名词呢，就是吐司。那我们例句说啊 ，Mandy 正在烤箱里面烤一些面包来当她的早餐。除了 oven 烤箱之外呢 ，toaster 烤面包机也是可以烤吐司的。
That's right. So usually when you go camping, people like to toast marshmallows.
烤棉花糖。
That's right, and you can make it even tastier by making s'mores.Now, we said that we taught you how to make the s'mores, and then we saw the phrase, there you have it. It just means that, we say this when we show, tell, or describe something in a very clear way. So that means when we say, there you have it, it's just easy to understand.
什么时候我们会说, there you have it?这个句子呢，当说明或只是很简单明了、清楚易懂的时候呢，我们可以加上这句话。So, for example, Tiffany, how can I make a chocolate milkshake?
Oh, that's easy. You will need milk, chocolate, ice cream, and then mix it together. And there you have it.
Oh, I got it. Thank you. So what's the second thing to do on the list?
Okay, well, they say that we can take a look around.
到处走走看看。
Of course. You should use this time to explore the areas around you. Because remember, you're in nature. You have a lot of beautiful scenery around you. So you can explore the areas around you. Explore is a verb and it means to travel or walk around a place to learn a little bit more about it.
没错 ，explore 这个动词就是探索，所以当然呢，你应该借由这次的露营机会探索你周遭的环境。
For example, the article says swim in a lake, hike up a mountain, or walk along the beach.
所以我们可以在湖里面游泳、爬山，或是沿着海滩散步，都是个不错的选择。I don't like to walk along the beach. What about you?
I wouldn't mind doing that as well. Maybe I will also like to try.Light hiking.
Light hiking? What does that mean?
That means I don't want to do hiking that makes me too tired.
所以就是轻爬山，爬不会累的山。
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea.
All right, so there's a lot of fun things that you can do when we go camping. I believe there's even so much more, but that's the time that we have for now. Let's take a quick break to our magic box, and we'll be right back with our review time.
找亮点。嗨，大家好，我是 Celine。你知道怎么做三明治吗？哎，就是两片面包里面夹你喜欢的东西，像是火腿蛋啊、生菜之类的。And there you have it， 你就有它了。哎，是什么意思嘞 ？There you have it， 其实很简单哦，就是这样啦。你了解了吧？我们再来多看几个例子，你就明白了。例如，哎，如果有人问你说 ，Does one plus one equal two? Does one plus one equal two? 一加一等于二吗？除了答 Yes, that's right， 你也可以说 Yeah, there you have it， 或者是说，哎，当你说我的表姑姑今天来拜访我们，然后你的朋友就说 Wait, is 表姑姑 your grandma's brother or sister's daughter? 哎，你觉得他好聪明哦，就可以对他说，对啦，就是这样， There you have it, 是不是很好用啊？其实有时候我们也可以用 That's it 的代换，像刚刚的状况，我们就可以说 That's it,你的表姑姑是你的阿嬷的兄弟姐妹的女儿吗？啊，对，没错啦， That's it. 我们也可以用 There you go 来表示，这样懂了吗？像是刚刚做三明治的方法， You just need to put ham, eggs, and lettuce between two pieces of toast, and there you go. 最后就是我们的验收时间啦。今天你学到三种就是这样懂了吗的说法，那是哪三个呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is, there you have it. That's it. There you go. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi everyone, welcome to review time, and no, this is not a hashtag sign. We're going to play tic-tac-toe.
Chun-chun-cha-cha.
All right, but there's a twist to this. We first have to say the definition and the other person has to guess the word.
Okay.
So if I say the definition and Elsie gets the word right, she can either put an X or O on there.
所以呢我们会轮流说字的意思，然后对方就要猜，赢的就可以画圈或叉。
Okay, right. But if we guess it wrong, you cannot make
All right.
anything.
I'll try my best.
Okay, so me first?
Okay.
All right, so this word means to put something close to a fire and make it turn brown.
把东西放在火的附近然后让它变咖啡色的，那就是烤的动作嘛。That's toast.
That's right. All right, you go first.
Okay.
You can pick to be X's or O's.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Okay.
Oh, your strategy. Okay, your turn.
Okay, my turn. Mm-hmm. You can use this thing when you go camping.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, you can rent one.
A chair?
Well, a chair. Is that your answer? 你是说椅子吗？Maybe.
Maybe.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think we can use a chair for when we go camping.
No, what I meant was tent.
That's right, that's very important. We need a tent when you go camping, mm-hmm. because if it rains or if there's, you know, if it's too sunny, you need a place to live. Oh,
yeah.
Man, all so close.
So
I was thinking about
relaxing.
You cannot
do that, okay.
I know, okay. Well, all right, I'll try another one.
Okay.
Okay. This word means something that is very pure, very clean, like flowers can be this.Fruit can be this.
水果花
都可以是这样。Do you guys know? Do you want to help Elsie?
Clean?
No. Oh. And close, very close.
Clear?
When we talked about air, something fruits, something flowers.
Clear?
Oh.No, it's fresh.
Oh, fresh. Oh. I forgot about that word.
We're getting all things wrong.
Uh-oh.
But so far, Elsie has an O. I'm going to see if I can beat her. All right. This word... Oh, your turn.
Okay, my turn. Like Ali Shan?
Uh-huh.
Hualien, Taitung, they all have beautiful...
Oh, I know. This one I know. Scenery.
Scenery. Okay.
Okay.
Good job.
Oh.
风景
Okay. Well...
You have to think of another word.
Okay. This word means to take in air into your lungs. So you can in and out. In
Breathe.
And out. That's right.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But what can I do here?
Blocked you.
Okay. You blocked me.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have said anything.
Do this. Yeah. All right.
All right.Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Or you want to continue to tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
这是一个没有输赢的比赛。
Yeah, we need to refresh our vocabulary words a little bit more. So tomorrow, maybe one of us will be the winner. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. You guys can play this game as well. Did you get the words right? I think we guessed a lot.
They're better than this.
I know, we guessed all the words wrong this time. All right, so we'll see you guys soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
It's time to go camping.
Get your tents and pack your bags. It's time to go camping. Camping is a great way to breathe in some fresh air and enjoy some beautiful scenery. Plus, there are lots of fun things to do. Check out our list below. Make s'mores. These delicious treats are easy to make and enjoy. All you need are graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate. Toast some marshmallows and put them with some chocolate in between two graham crackers. There you have it! Take a look around. Of course, you should use this time to explore the areas around you. Swim in a lake, hike up a mountain, or walk along the beach.
Tent, tent. The children hid under the tent while it was raining heavily outside. The children hid under the tent while it was raining heavily outside. Fresh, fresh. Thanks for giving me these beautiful flowers. They smell really fresh. Thanks for giving me these beautiful flowers. They smell really fresh. Scenery, scenery. Many people come to Taiwan to see the famous scenery at Alishan. Many people come to Taiwan to see the famous scenery at Alishan. Toast, toast. Mandy is toasting some bread in the oven for her breakfast. Mandy is toasting some bread in the oven for her breakfast.